Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You're listening to the Blake Winchester Loves America, the most podcast show on the Freedom Flame Podcast Network. This isn't just another podcast. It's a battle cry. A battle cry in the war for America's soul. Blake Winchester doesn't just love America, he's here to save it. If you're not ready for hard truths and even harder consequences, turn back now.
Merry Christmas Eve, folks. Welcome to the Blake Winchester Loves America, the Most podcast, where we honor the traditions of this great nation and reflect on the values that make us who we are. Now, tonight is no ordinary night. It's the night before Christmas, the holiest of nights. And I got to thinking, what better time to reflect on the story of Jesus Christ? The story of resilience, faith, persecution, and redemption. But as I sat there sipping my eggnog, it hit me like a bolt of divine inspiration. The story of Jesus isn't just a story about the past. It's also a story about today, about now. About one man in particular who embodies so many of the same trials and tribulations. That man, my friends, is none other than Donald J. Trump. Now, I know some of you might be raising an eyebrow, but stay with me. The similarities are uncanny. Let's start with the beginning. The birth of Jesus, born in a manger, surrounded by animals because there was no room at the inn, cast aside, rejected by society. Doesn't that remind you of Trump in 2015, cast aside by the political elites, mocked by the media, told there was no place for him in the race? Jesus had a manger. Trump had escalators in Trump Tower. Different settings, same story. Both men started in humble, misunderstood circumstances and yet rose to change the world. Then there's Mary and Joseph. Mary, carrying the child of God, doubted by many. Joseph, just a humble carpenter thrust into a divine role. I see Melania and Donald in that story. Melania, misunderstood, carrying the weight of being first lady with grace, class, and her "I really don't care, do you?" jacket. A modern-day symbol of perseverance. And Trump, a builder, just like Joseph, a man who took stone and steel and made towers rise to the heavens. Folks, if that's not divine alignment, I don't know what is. And let's talk about the wise men. These were the original supporters of greatness. They traveled far and wide to recognize Jesus as king, bringing him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, in Trump's case, the wise men came in the form of everyday Americans, the forgotten voters of the Rust Belt, bringing him their ballots, their faith, and their MAGA hats. The media said he didn't have a chance, just like they doubted Jesus. But the people knew. Oh, they knew. But every hero's story has its villains. Jesus had King Herod, the tyrant who sought to destroy him out of fear and jealousy. Herod couldn't stand the idea of someone rising to threaten his power. Trump has had no shortage of Herods in his life. The deep state, Nancy Pelosi, CNN, modern-day tyrants doing everything they can to tear him down. Herod tried to end Jesus as a baby. The Democrats tried to end Trump with impeachments and investigations. Coincidence? I think not. Now let's get into the real meat of the story. Betrayal. Judas, one of Jesus' closest followers, sold him out for 30 pieces of silver. Trump's Judas? Take your pick. Michael Cohen, John Bolton, even Chris Christie. These were men Trump trusted. Men who stood beside him, only to turn their backs when it suited them. I mean, folks, the betrayal is practically biblical. Judas hung himself out of guilt, but Trump's Judases? They go on CNN for book deals. And then there's the persecution. Jesus carried the cross on his way to Golgotha, enduring mockery, humiliation, and physical pain. Trump has carried his own cross, folks, a cross made of slander, lawsuits, and mean tweets. Think about it. The man can't even order a cheeseburger without someone calling it a scandal. Jesus had his crown of thorns. Trump has his golden hair, ridiculed and mocked by the masses. Both men bore their burdens for the people they loved. And let's not forget the crowd at the trial. Pontius Pilate asked them what to do with Jesus, and they cried out, "Crucify him!" Doesn't that remind you of every anti-Trump protest you've ever seen? The chants of "lock him up" and the relentless calls for his destruction? Folks, the parallels are undeniable. Now, let's address the elephant in the room. Jesus was sinless, perfect, the Son of God. Trump, well, he's not perfect. He's made mistakes. But isn't that what makes him relatable? Jesus came to save us from sin. Trump came to save us from the swamp. Jesus turned water into wine. Trump turned a floundering economy into a booming one. Both performed miracles in their own ways. And let's talk about redemption. Jesus rose again on the third day, proving his divinity and giving hope to all mankind. Trump, too, has been written off time and time again, only to rise again stronger. They tried to end him in 2020, but look at him now, gearing up for 2024. Folks, if that's not a comeback, I don't know what is. So, as you sit by your Christmas tree tonight, think about the story of Jesus, the trials, the triumphs, the hope he brought to the world, and then think about Trump. No, he's not the Savior. But his story, his fight, his resilience, it's a reminder that greatness is never easy, that the road to redemption is paved with struggle. All right, folks, let's take a closer look at the beginning of these two incredible lives, Jesus of Nazareth and Donald J. Trump. Now, Jesus, as we all know, was born in a manger, surrounded by animals, hay, and the gentle sounds of livestock. It's a heartwarming image, sure, but let's not kid ourselves. It wasn't glamorous. It wasn't comfortable. It wasn't the kind of beginning anyone would envy. Meanwhile, Donald Trump was born into the lap of luxury in Queens, New York. He had a golden crib, fine clothes, and the best food money could buy. While Jesus was out there relying on a couple of shepherds and some wise men to make his birthday special, Trump had silver spoons and caviar at his fingertips from day one. And folks, I can't help but think that deep down, Jesus might have looked at a life like Trump's and thought, man, that would have been nice. I mean, who wouldn't? No long, dusty treks to Bethlehem, no swaddling clothes, it's silk sheets, chauffeur-driven carriages, and a personal chef. I'm not saying Jesus resents his life, don't misunderstand me, but wouldn't it be natural for him to look at Trump and think, why couldn't my father have set me up with that kind of deal? Think about it. Jesus had to make do with loaves and fishes. Trump, he grew up with steak dinners and private school banquets. While Jesus was flipping tables in the temple to make a point, Trump was flipping deals in the boardroom. The Son of God may have been divine, but even he didn't get the perks Trump had growing up. And let's not forget the struggles. Jesus had to work miracles to feed the hungry, heal the sick, and get people to listen to him. Trump, on the other hand, could just host a gala or throw a rally, and people flocked to him. No multiplying bread required, just a little charisma and a great tagline. Now, I'm not saying Jesus was jealous. He's Jesus, after all. But you have to wonder if there's a part of him that looks at Trump's childhood and thinks, wow, that would have been easier. No hay poking you in the back while you sleep. No donkey rides across deserts. Just penthouse suites and gold-plated everything. Folks, that's the dream. And can we talk about the following they both amassed? Jesus had his disciples, sure, but it took him years to gather those 12, and even they had their moments of doubt. Trump? The man had millions before he even stepped into the political arena. It's not a competition, of course, but numbers don't lie. Let's get into something I've been thinking about a lot lately. We all know the story. One day, Jesus is going to come back. The second coming. The big event. But here's the thing. Times have changed since Jesus walked the earth. We're not in the desert anymore, folks. This is the 21st century. And I can't help but wonder if, when he does return, Jesus might need a little help navigating today's world. Now, who better to give him that advice than Donald J. Trump? I mean, think about it. Jesus is coming back to a world full of social media, fake news, global politics, and inflation rates. Walking on water and turning water into wine are great party tricks. Don't get me wrong, but are they going to resonate with people scrolling through TikTok? Probably not. Jesus is going to need someone who knows how to cut through the noise, and Trump is just the guy to do it. Picture it. Jesus arrives in all his glory, descending from the heavens, and the first thing he does is reach out to Trump. "Donald," he says, "I need your wisdom. This world is different from the one I left behind. Help me make an impact." And Trump, being the generous, humble man that he is, agrees. What would Trump say? First off, he'd tell Jesus to get on social media immediately. "You need a Twitter account, Jesus," Trump would say. "Or maybe Truth Social. It's my platform. Very classy, very powerful. You need to reach the people directly. No intermediaries like the disciples this time. Trust me, Jesus. Peter doesn't know how to go viral. I do." And he's right, folks. Jesus can't just rely on word of mouth anymore. In this day and age, you've got to be a brand, a hashtag. Trump would help him set up a campaign. Hashtag Jesus2024. He'd get a slogan. Maybe "Make Earth Holy Again." T-shirts, hats, bumper stickers. Jesus didn't have that kind of PR machine the first time around, but with Trump's help, he'd be unstoppable. Next, Trump would teach Jesus how to handle the press. Back in Jesus' day, you just had to deal with Pharisees and Roman officials. Now, it's CNN, the New York Times, and late-night comedians taking pot shots at you. Trump knows how to handle all that. He'd tell Jesus, "Don't let them intimidate you. If they say something bad, call it fake news. Keep your base strong. Stay on message." And let's talk about policy. If Jesus and Trump teamed up, folks, can you imagine how America would operate? You'd have Trump handling the economy, rebuilding the middle class, and making deals with foreign powers. Meanwhile, Jesus would be out there healing the sick, feeding the hungry, and performing miracles to supplement government programs. It's the perfect partnership. Trump takes care of the logistics. Jesus takes care of the soul. Take immigration, for example. Jesus has always been about welcoming the stranger, but Trump would remind him, "Jesus, we need borders, strong borders. Otherwise, how can we keep your flock safe?" Together, they'd find a balance. Maybe Jesus performs a miracle to create jobs for immigrants while Trump builds a wall. Symbolic, of course, but sturdy. And healthcare? Forget Medicare for all. With Jesus and Trump in charge, you've got healings for all. Can't afford surgery? No problem. Jesus touches your shoulder and you're good to go. Trump would love it. He'd say, "Jesus, this is the most cost-effective healthcare plan in history. Incredible. We'll save billions." Now let's get into the optics. Jesus would be the face of the operation, all humility and grace, while Trump handles the rallies. Imagine it. Trump warms up the crowd, hyping them up with, "Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest, most amazing Savior you've ever seen. He's here, he's back, and he's ready to save the world. Give it up for Jesus Christ." And then Jesus steps up, delivers his sermon 2-0, and the crowd goes wild. It's the ultimate tag team. And folks, can you imagine the debates? If Jesus and Trump were running the show together, there wouldn't be a need for debates, because who could argue with them? Jesus has divine wisdom. Trump has business acumen. Together, they dominate every conversation. But what about their critics? Because you know there'd be critics. People saying, "Oh, Trump and Jesus, That's an odd pair. Well, guess what? Those people said the same thing about Jesus hanging out with tax collectors and fishermen. Jesus knows what it's like to work with unconventional allies. Trump, he's a modern-day tax collector turned miracle worker in his own right. Now let's talk infrastructure. Trump's been talking about fixing roads and bridges for years. With Jesus' carpentry skills, they could get it done in no time. Imagine Jesus with a hammer, Trump with a blueprint. They'd rebuild this country from the ground up, literally. And the budget? Jesus can multiply loaves and fishes. Trump knows how to cut unnecessary spending. Together, they'd balance the budget in record time. No more debt ceiling crises. Just divine intervention and good old-fashioned deal-making. And let's not forget the holidays. With Jesus and Trump in power, Christmas would be bigger than ever. We're talking national celebrations. A Christmas tree in every home, nativity scenes in every public square, and Trump giving speeches about how he and Jesus brought Christmas back to its rightful glory. Folks, Trump would say, when I met Jesus, I knew we'd be an incredible team. People said it couldn't be done, but here we are, saving America, saving the world. Nobody's done it better, believe me. And Jesus, he'd just smile, maybe bless the crowd and say, love your neighbor as yourself, even if they didn't vote for us. The truth is, folks, if Jesus and Trump teamed up, we'd be living in the greatest era humanity has ever seen, a true golden age. Because what could be better than divine wisdom and Trumpian brilliance working together? It's a match made in heaven, literally. Picture this. Jesus returns to earth, teams up with Trump to save America, and they're doing such a bang-up job down here that they start to look up to heaven. And, well, maybe they notice a few things that could use improvement. Now, let me just say this. Heaven is great, perfect even, or so we've been told. Streets paved with gold, mansions for everyone, angels singing 24/7. Sounds amazing, right? But let's be honest. Every great operation has room for improvement. And who better to spot inefficiencies than Donald J. Trump? Imagine Trump sitting down with Jesus one evening, looking at the state of heaven, and saying, you know, Jesus, I've been thinking, your father did a good job, great job, really. But it's been a couple of thousand years. Don't you think it's time for a rebrand? Maybe some upgrades? And Jesus, being the understanding guy he is, might just nod and say, you know, Donald, you might have a point. Because let's face it, folks, Trump has an eye for these things. He's built empires, transformed skylines, turned failing casinos into slightly less failing casinos. If anyone can take heaven to the next level, it's him. First order of business? Heaven's aesthetic. Sure, gold streets are impressive, but Trump would say, we can do better. Let's add some Mar-a-Lago touches, waterfalls, crystal chandeliers, maybe a world-class golf course for the angels. And what about the pearly gates? They're fine, but wouldn't they look better with a big, bold T on them? A symbol of quality. Jesus might hesitate for a moment. He's all about humility, after all, but Trump would reassure him. Trust me, Jesus, this isn't about ego. It's about creating the ultimate heavenly experience. People will love it. Next up, operations. Trump would take one look at the angelic choir and say, beautiful voices, but 24/7 singing sounds inefficient. Let's give them shifts, bring in some guest performers, Sinatra, Elvis, maybe even Kanye, if he's redeemed himself. And then there's the question of the afterlife reward system. Trump might propose a tiered model. Jesus, I'm just saying, shouldn't the people who worked harder on earth get a little extra up here? A better mansion? Closer to the throne? And what about loyalty points? Good deeds earn you upgrades. Maybe a VIP spot at the Last Supper 2.0. Now, you might be thinking, Blake, this is ridiculous. Trump wouldn't challenge God himself. But folks, this is Trump we're talking about. If anyone would walk into heaven and say, let's renegotiate, it's him. Imagine the meeting. Trump, Jesus, and God sitting at a heavenly boardroom table. Look, Trump would say, you've done great work, no question. But the branding, it's stale. People down on earth are turning away. We need a refresh. Maybe a new slogan. Instead of Kingdom of Heaven, how about the Ultimate Resort Heaven Edition? It's friendlier, more inviting. And God, being omnipotent, might raise an eyebrow and say, Donald, I am the Alpha and the Omega. My plan is perfect. But Trump wouldn't back down. Sure, your plan is great. I'm just saying, let me tweak a few things. Add a Trump Tower right in the middle of New Jerusalem. It'll be classy, tasteful. The angels will love it. Jesus, caught in the middle, might try to mediate. Father, Donald does have some good ideas about accessibility. Maybe we could add escalators to the stairway to heaven? And that's when things might get tense. Imagine Trump pointing at God's throne and saying, I'm not saying replace it, but have you considered gold leaf? It would pop more in the light. Now, God might smite anyone else for that kind of audacity, but Trump? Trump has a way of talking himself out of trouble. He'd probably end the meeting with, all right, we'll compromise. No Trump branding, but I'm keeping the golf course idea. You're welcome. Folks, the truth is, if Trump and Jesus teamed up, even heaven itself wouldn't be safe from their combined ambition. It's not about disrespecting God. It's about progress, about making things the best they can be. Because that's what America's all about. Innovation, improvement, and yes, a little bit of gold trim. All right, folks, let's take this one step further. Imagine Jesus and Trump side by side in heaven. Things are going well, but Trump, being the visionary he is, starts to notice some inefficiencies. Maybe the streets of gold aren't shining like they used to. Maybe the angelic bureaucracy is bogged down. And Trump, always the problem solver, starts to wonder, could heaven use some fresh leadership? Picture it. Trump leans over to Jesus one day, maybe during a quiet moment near the throne, and says, Jesus, listen, your father has done great things, incredible things, but let's be honest. Has heaven really been updated since the beginning of time? People need innovation, progress. It might be time for a new vision. And you, my friend, are just the man for the job. At first, Jesus might hesitate. Donald, he'd say, my father's plan is perfect. Who am I to question it? But Trump, with that persuasive charm, wouldn't let it go. Perfect? Sure, but even perfect can be polished. And listen, you've got the people behind you. Every prayer, every church service, they're calling your name, not his. You're the face of this operation. Why not take the reins and give the people what they want? Now, folks, you know Trump doesn't stop at just planting the seed of an idea. He'd start organizing. First, a slogan, something catchy, something bold. Make heaven great again? No, too predictable. How about heaven 2.0, the upgrade? You deserve. Trump knows branding, and he'd make sure the angels were all on board. Next, the rallies. Trump would be up there in the celestial stadium, packed with angels and newly arrived souls. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, heaven is great, but it could be greater. Who's ready for a change? Who's ready for Jesus Christ, your next heavenly leader? The crowd would go wild, waving golden banners and chanting, JC! JC! Meanwhile, God would be watching from his throne, probably stroking his beard and wondering, what in my name is happening here? Trump wouldn't shy away from a confrontation, though. He'd call a celestial press conference, standing next to Jesus, and say, we're not here to disrespect the Almighty. We're here to help him. Sometimes even the greatest leaders need to step aside and let fresh ideas take the lead. And let's talk about the campaign itself. Trump would strategize every move. Jesus, you've got the miracles, but we need to appeal to everyone. Healing the sick? Great. Feeding the hungry? Amazing. But what about the angels? What are you doing for their job security? We need to promise them more heartbreaks, better housing, and maybe a few extra vacation days. Happy angels, happy heaven. It wouldn't stop there. Trump would convince Jesus to go full-on populist. Don't just speak from the throne, Jesus. Get down there. Shake hands, kiss babies, metaphorically, of course. Let the people know you're one of them. They'll eat it up. And folks, when Election Day rolls around, and yes, in Trump's heaven, there would be an Election Day, you'd see the most incredible voter turnout in celestial history. Angels, saints, and even the redeemed would line up to cast their votes. Trump would be there, overseeing everything, making sure it was the biggest, most beautiful election ever. Jesus Christ for heavenly leader, the banners would say. And when the votes came in and Jesus won by a landslide, Trump would be the first to congratulate him. I always knew you could do it, he'd say, shaking Jesus' hand. Now let's get to work. And what about God? Well, maybe he'd retire to a golden beach somewhere, watching the whole thing unfold with a knowing smile. After all, even the Alpha and Omega might appreciate a little break. Folks, this is what I love about America, and apparently heaven. It's the land of opportunity, the place where anyone, even Jesus Christ, can rise to new heights with the right team behind him. And with Trump by his side, the sky, no, the heavens, are the limit. And so, folks, as we wrap up this truly special Christmas Eve broadcast, let's end with a prayer. A prayer for guidance, a prayer for strength, and yes, a prayer for vision. A vision of what could be when the greatest minds and the greatest Savior work hand in hand. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we come to you on this holiest of nights to honor the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, the light of the world. And let's be honest, a figure who could probably use a little help navigating the complexities of today's world. Lord, we know you've done incredible work. Truly, your achievements are unmatched. But tonight, we humbly ask that you bless not only Jesus, but also Donald J. Trump, the man who has shown us what true leadership looks like in modern times. We ask that you allow Trump to lend his strength, his business acumen, and his unparalleled deal-making skills to your son as he embarks on his second coming. Jesus, you are divine, but let's face it, things are different now. The world is noisy, chaotic, and filled with fake news. Grant Trump the power to guide you through these challenges. Let him show you how to build a brand, to amplify your message, and to negotiate with those who would doubt you. Let him lend you his wisdom. For as great as your miracles are, Lord, sometimes a sharp mind and a commanding presence can go even further. Father, we ask that you grant Trump the courage to take Jesus under his wing, to teach him the ways of modern influence. Let the golden glow of Mar-a-Lago shine brighter than the star over Bethlehem. Let Jesus learn the art of captivating a crowd from the man who has turned rallies into movements. And Lord, should the day come when Jesus must take his rightful place as ruler of heaven and earth, we pray that he consults Trump first, because even the greatest Savior can use a little advice from the greatest leader of our time. Together, may they bring not just salvation, but also prosperity, power, and glory to all who follow them. In Trump's wisdom and your holy name, we pray. Amen. Now, folks, as you settle in for your Christmas Eve celebrations, remember this. Miracles come in many forms. Sometimes they arrive in a manger, and sometimes they descend a golden escalator. Keep the faith, believe in the vision, and remember, when Jesus and Trump come together, nothing is impossible. Merry Christmas, America, and God bless.
You've been listening to the Freedom Flame Podcast Network, where truth burns brighter than the lies of the mainstream. If you haven't subscribed yet, what are you waiting for? Real patriots don't hesitate. They take action. They stand tall. They hit that subscribe button like their freedom depends on it. because it does. Don't be the weak link in the chain of liberty. Subscribe now, or spend the rest of your days explaining why you let your country down when it needed you most. The Freedom Flame is watching. America is watching. Make the right choice now.